Guta, and welcome to an all-new edition of the Gleep Glossary. I'm Eric Siska, where we hate movies.
Yeah.
Steven Sadek, Andrew Jupin.
Hello.
Christophe Cabon.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, our Gleep Glop for the month of July.
Ooh. Mm. Is he a patriotic Gleep Glop by any chance?
Ted Nugent.
His name is Chris Cabin.
It's Apollo Creed dressed up like Uncle Sam about to fight Ivan Drago.
No, but like last month, yep. Andrew had a Gleep Glop.
Yep.
This month, I tried to find a non-bipedal, right?
That's
two legs is bipedal.
Yes.
So this guy has got no, he's just monoped.
Oh, he's one leg.
Well, he's a hut. All right, it's not Jabba the Hutt. Oh. No one else here, no, you listener at home, you know.
Is it pizza?
Pizza the Hutt. Uh-huh. He's going to order out for you, motherfucker.
That is such a bad, good joke. It's a good joke, and it's a bad joke, but it's a good joke again.
Well,
it's
that's classic Mel Gibson, or Mel Brooks.
Also Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson is, he's good and bad and good again, apparently. Yeah. Apparently, is what Hollywood politics will tell you.
Braveheart becomes funnier the older you get.
No, but that is totally a Mel Brooks thing. It's like, this joke's a good joke. Oh, but it's stupidly put when you say it that way. Oh, and that was the final. All
right. Yeah, it's right there. I'm sorry. No, who's the Gleep?
Please, okay, so you listener at home already know from the episode title, but it is Durga the Hutt. And this is
Durga the Hutt.
I was gonna, you know, because I was scurrying these books for a non-bipedal.
Sure.
I didn't want to go back to Wikipedia.
No, God, that fucking hellscape, please.
Exactly. I wanted to do a proper guide, but Jabba the Hutt is like multiple pages, and we're gonna have to schedule out a weekend for that huge entry.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at Durga the Hutt right now.
Yeah.
Also known as Durga Basadi Thai.
Exactly.
And it's
one and the same.
It's exactly Jabba the Hutt, but he's got a pretty cool scar on his eye.
It's actually a birthmark.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Look at that.
It's a birthmark because, as we learned from Greedo, the bad rodent, and that's Rodian.
Bowie Hutt? Bowie the Hutt.
It's Aladdin Sane for sure. But
definitely is.
I'm a space gangster. Yeah, that's right. I sit around. I'm incredibly obese. Space gangster.
It's a Null Hutt daydream.
Look into my scary eye.
We're not doing Jabba just yet. Durga the Hutt, by the way, is from an old novel. It was stricken from the canon.
Mm.
So Durga went into non-canon, but Durga was mentioned by name in the new canon Aftermath trilogy of books, which actually they're not that new anymore. It's probably a year or two years or so old. So anyway, Durga's back in the canon, but everything I'm about to read right now is no longer canon.
It's bad intel.
The character existing is canon. And the character having a luxury yacht, space yacht, is canon.
Nice.
But what I'm about to read
is
stuff of legend.
Oh, shit. Can I ask you a question before we get going? Mm-hmm. So you chose Durga the Hutt.
Yes.
Was there a reason you chose Durga the Hutt over Teemo the Hutt?
Yeah, because Teemo wasn't in this book.
Oh, okay, because I got a picture of Teemo the Hutt here, and this dude's fucking smoking weed, and it looks cool as fuck.
I love that. Oh, my God, he's like in shadow a little bit.
Yeah, this dude's baller as fuck, dude. It's awesome.
Ground control to Durga Hutt.
I should mention that this, I'm going to be reading from the Star Wars, the new Essential Guide to Characters.
Oh.
We usually read just the regular Essential Guide to Characters, but Durga the Hutt appeared in a novel in 1995 called Darksaber by Kevin J. Anderson, which, yes, I do have an autographed copy of.
Oh, no way.
Did
you get it autographed, or did you buy it from eBay and it had an autograph?
No, this was
like to Mabel.
I went to, it was funny enough, it was in like my mall's Walden Books. And they,
RIPD, by the way.
They must have had a signing at some point.
Sure.
But this was just a leftover paperback. So I bought it at the bookstore that was signed. I did not get to meet Kevin J. Anderson, which I wish I did because I believe he was the one that wrote the IG-88 story about the whole IG-88's brothers and the Death Star upload and all that. We will get to IG-88.
I am so bad at signings. I met Michael Chabon, one of my favorite authors of all time.
Oh, really?
Did you spit on him? Had nothing to say. I did the whole, because it's like a thing like, I loved your books. Like, what am I supposed to do here kind of a thing?
Exactly.
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
Like, when Werner Herzog was at the Jacob Burns Film Center, Andrew, and I was next to him in the lobby, I did not talk to him because I knew that would happen.
Exactly.
I was like, you know what? Let me observe this jungle animal right here and not approach it.
Makes sense.
I spoke to him that night very briefly, and I was very terrified. I had my asshole clenched the whole time.
Right?
And all we did was talk about his... he's talked about this in public other places.
Yeah.
His addiction to KFC.
Yeah.
When he first...
Finger licking good.
When he first came to the United States, he was obsessed with Kentucky Fried Chicken. He told me all about it.
This is ground control to Dolgut. You've got a tail growing outside of your butt.
Yeah, so again, this is dedicated to Chris Cabin, who didn't know what bipedal was, so we're doing non-bipedal. So, Durga the Hutt, for all of his infamy, Jabba the Hutt was a big worm in a small puddle.
Oh, fuck.
Durga the Hutt, who had all of Jabba's greed and none of his prudence, gambled on becoming a big worm in the biggest puddle of them all, galactic domination.
Hell yeah. Big mistake, dude. Big mistake.
Hell yeah.
Keep the local band where it is. You know what I mean? You're drawing well. You know what
I mean? Just be comfortable with where you are.
No, let it dream. Let him dream.
Durga Bassetti Tai, the offspring of Aruk Bassetti Aurora, lived his first century on Nal Hutta. Now, we should say that.
Please, we should definitely say that.
The Hutts live a long time, apparently, sort of like the Wookiees, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Nal Hutta is the Hutt homeworld.
But that was my question. I actually always thought up till right now that Hutt was a family. Like you were a family of the, like,
well, as a species, yes.
Well, they are the Hutt is the species,
right? And their language is Huttese.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you're learning a lot today.
But they took over an entire planet.
They were from a planet.
Okay.
So it's sort of like how humans are from Earth.
Yes, but like, is that planet all just covered in that slime shit?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a gross place.
I don't want to go
there. There's actually, in those Aftermath novels, there is a spry Hutt that like, really like a snake.
Oh, really?
He's really booking it?
Is he really dry? Is he really dry?
I think she's on Jakku. I forget her name, but she's helping like round up orphans to be sold to like the First Order. Ooh. So presumably Finn had gone through this Hutt's tutelage a little bit there.
Oh.
But anyway, I
digress.
Check
ignition and may Hutt's love be with you.
Oh my God. I feel so bad because like I love David Bowie and I hope he's not hearing this right now.
I'm afraid of Karelians.
I guess I would extend the Lady Proxima.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Jabba. Turn and face the strange Jabba.
Okay, keep going.
That's all I got.
I'm sorry. So, by the way,
Go.
Okay, so he lived his first century on Nal Hutta, and during the scorn of the other members of the clan Bassetti, Hutt traditionalists sneered that he would have been killed at birth for the dark, blotchy birthmark stretched across his face.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You know, all these Star Wars races are very, very elitist.
They are.
That dude last week got shit because he was small.
That's the thing. It's like there's bigots everywhere, man. Mm-hmm, every planet's got its bigots.
Bigots across the galaxy, dude.
But
it's like that Muppet sketch. Bigots in space.
Is that real?
Pigs in space, dude. Oh, come on.
Are they bigots, though?
What are they, just pigs?
Fucking asshole pigs?
It was like the bit. It was Star Trek with pigs. All right, let's.
But old Aruk had no other heir, and Durga proved to be a quick study in the intricacies of clan politics. Approximately 3 years before the Battle of Yavin, following the Battle of Nar Shadda, Aruk the Hutt unexpectedly died.
Oh, no.
A grief-stricken Druga suspected foul play and hired the galaxy's best forensic specialists to investigate.
I mean, here's the thing. If I was trying to kill a Hutt, I would just fake a heart attack. And everyone's like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yep, checks out. Saw this coming 100 years ago.
And told him to get off that diet.
Wait, so they got some like Star Wars SVU characters to investigate this death?
Apparently.
The forensic unit.
At the same time, he fought off rival Basendi members who wanted to usurp control. Uh-oh. Needing to solidify his status as clan leader, Druga asked for a favor from Prince Sizor of the crime syndicate Black Sun.
I know what Prince Sizor is, dude. Yeah. Shadows of the Empire, my friends.
Correctamundo. Mm-hmm. Yes. The Black Sun crime organization. Very cool.
Which is sort of what they tried to sort of redo.
You have like Darth Maul at the end of Solo. I think that's and Dryden Voss, Paul Bettany, I believe, is involved in Black Sun. I have to rewatch that movie, by the way.
Yeah, only once. One and done for me.
I saw it twice in the theaters and I saw it once on the Blu-rays.
Wow.
But I need to watch it more than
that. I would say you're good.
I mean, I just saw it once in the theater.
I think it's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
So I need to watch it more and more because I need to absorb the knowledge and put it into these glossaries. This is my life's work.
Want to know how he got his name? They tell you in that movie. It's very stupid.
Speaking of stupid,
inside of Eric's house is like the John Doe house with all the notebooks.
Oh, sure.
Just full.
Anyway, and just like that, Druga's rivals mysteriously perished thanks to Prince Sizor. Mm. When Durga's investigations into his parents' death proved fruitless, he again turned to Black Sun.
Oh no! Now he's under the thumb of the Black Sun, man.
Yeah, that's not a place you want to be.
That's not a place you want to be. I agree.
In exchange for the secrets of Nal Hutta's planetary defenses, Durga received the identity of Aruk's murderer. Durga was now firmly in Sizor's pocket, but at last the young Hutt knew that the clan... Oh, dear.
That
Lord.
All sounded like Muppet language to me.
I'm following. I've got
Hey,
you.
What sounds like a Muppet?
He just said Zizor and all that.
All right, well, pronounce... Fuck you. Try to pronounce this fucking word, Chris Cabin.
The one where... This one?
The one where my thumb is. Put up your ass next.
I might do that.
Just read the fucking word. What is the problem over here?
Desolusic.
Yeah, because you can't... Say it. I'm gonna fucking nail this. Watch this one take.
You fuck you. You're not gonna nail it.
Disillusioned is the word disillusioned.
No, desillusioned. It's a name.
Oh, it's a gleep glopper.
Yeah, disillusioned. I would call it a disillusioned. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't,
you know what? I'm not gonna weigh in.
You didn't sound too confident there, Mr. Nail at one time. Disillusioned clan, Basadi's bitter rival, had orchestrated the assassination.
Oh, shit.
Burning with the righteous rage, Durga squirmed over to the just...
Well, he's squirming everywhere. They didn't have to say that.
Squirmed over to their headquarters and challenged the clan leader, Jillak, to personal combat.
What? First of all, let's just pause a second here.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Are all Hutts as big as Jabba, or do they vary in size?
I think they actually vary in size. I think a lot of them are very big, and for some reason, they're always gangsters. Maybe because that's what we saw that one time, so we're going to repeat that forever.
But do they all have hover rounds like this?
Jabba the Hutt did not have a hover round. He had famously a dais. They used to say... Jabba on the dais.
But this is a hover round.
Durga the Hutt's got a throne in this fucking cartoon you're pointing at. Yes, you are correct, Chris Cabin.
But I'm curious, they're walking, does it take if I'm like, oh, hey, Andrew, you want to smoke some pot? And he's like, yeah, dude, let's do that. And I'm like, I'm going to walk to your house. And I have to slither for like 100 years.
Right.
I guess that's why you're-
100 years?
I mean, that's what these people live. They live thousands of years, apparently.
Well, no, you have like a dais or you have a hover round.
Got it.
And it moves around.
It's much like owning a minivan. Right? Oh, okay. It's like a chariot, but it's the size of a minivan. Yeah.
So
and
now
you get on the back of it, right, and you would scoot to my house.
Now
we'd
Hutta,
smoke a bunch of weed, eat some of those little rats.
Now Hutta is just like the suburbs.
Okay.
Because they're all jobbers out there in the suburbs.
Eventually, you get a Salacious Crumb or Bib Fortuna.
Oh yeah,
to mop up your excrement because you're pissing and shitting over.
You save time. Bring them to me. To me. Uh-huh. Luke Skywalker, come fucking talk to my face, motherfucker. I'm not going anywhere.
they can do that while also cleaning up after whatever you trail everywhere.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Bib Fortuna shows up to me. I'm, like, fucking hopped up on all my Jabba Juice, right?
Hell yeah.
Like,
it's fucking,
I'm in the middle of my birthday party, whatever's going on.
Oh, I was fucking Jabba Juice last weekend, actually.
And you send me a fucking voicemail? I'm like, next.
Yep, absolutely.
These two droids. Anyway, personal combat, the two squared off.
Personal combat? What are we doing here? We slithering on each other? What?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's like monopedal tail wrestling.
Durga used his tail to bludgeon his enemy to death. With Jilek gone, Jabba became the new leader of the clan. What'd you call it? Disjilek?
Disjilek.
Djilek. So Jabba's now the clan leader of that, and Durga's the rival clan leader to
Jabba. Wow.
Now securing his power, Durga moved to shore up Basadi's teetering spice processing operation on Yosselai.
Look, we got in on the spice operation, okay? It's spice, it's olive oil, we're not getting into the drugs. The drugs are a slippery slope.
Let the werewolves lose their souls.
No, look at this, it's fun. It's like the biggest fucking orange on Nal Hutta. I'm putting it in my fucking mouth.
I like the idea of going to different planets, but, you know, do you have a big fat crime lord? Because that's what I am. I can run your crime business. I'm enormous.
Oh, a time-bending worm. Okay, yeah, I'm going to say no to that. I don't think I could take that.
Once again, he needed to call upon Black Sun, this time for mercenaries to defend against a Disjilek attack. He also hired Boba Fett. Kill the traitorous Yalsili overlord Tirzana.
Sure.
Oh, of course.
Durga's preparations failed, however, when a combined Djilek Rebel Alliance smuggler assault left Yasila in ruins.
Oh, no.
To save Basadi and himself, Durga joined Black Sun as a full-time lieutenant of Prince Xizor. The move boosted Basadi's finances, but alienated Nal Hutta's rival clans. Durga didn't care.
No, not at all.
The other Hutts soon realized that to this Hutt, power was more important than tradition.
Can I take a pause here? Because I'm looking at the cover of your new Star Wars guide here. And you got your Anakin of Hayden Christensen fame in the Padawan garb.
No rat tail.
Well, that's the question.
No, there's right. a little one right there.
Oh, thank God.
Did, did Lucas, when he approved that character design, expect the rat tail to sweep the nation? Like, did he
think so? Yeah.
I think he thought, like, because, like, here's the thing about Star Wars and Empire and all that stuff.
Right.
Regular haircuts, as far as the eye could see. That was the thing. Like, you're getting these actors off the street, you get fucking sexy Harrison Ford, sexy Mark Hamill off the street. You're not getting them haircuts. It's the 70s. They're listening to fucking Supertramp, and then they're doing their life.
Harrison Ford's slightly shaggy dog. Mark Hamill definitely rocking the mop
top. Even military officers in the Galactic Empire have giant sideburns in this original Star Wars.
Magically, I thought I told you if you're going to be serving on this bridge to shave those sideburns.
You've got Ratzenberger with that Ratzenberger mustache at the beginning of Empire. Like, but so like, I think Lucas was like, no. I'm not going to get like regular 2000s haircuts. That's bullshit. I'm going to invent my own haircut, which is always a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, just follow the trend of someone else getting a haircut, by the way. Don't invent your own thing.
I think they should do a new special edition of the prequels and change all their hairstyles to 70s style.
They all have, like, shaggy hair.
That'd be great, right?
Slow ride.
So, yeah, what I wanted to do with these special editions of the prequels is go back and just make them all look like fucking Sonny Bono.
And I also, honestly, the pants bulge that Anakin had wasn't good enough, so I had to add a little something there.
Beef
that's
it up
digital
a little.
Shading.
You actually put Sam Elliott's mustache on different versions of it all over all these people.
Give him the Ratzenberger.
Black Sun's resources gave Durga unprecedented reach. Mm. As the years passed, he assassinated smaller crime lords such as Ritniki the Bim.
Oh, yeah, I heard of him.
And established a lucrative ore stripping corporation in the Orko Sky Mine.
Oh, fuck, sexy. He's just stealing copper wiring from these people.
No, auras are different races they had to strip for.
Oh.
The deaths of both Zizor and Jabba, scarcely 6 months apart, followed by
Oh my God, isn't it crazy how they just go like that in the series?
So he's in fucking...
Am I Durga the Third of this fairing? Oh shit, man.
Less than 6 months apart, man. That's fucking Farley and Hartman.
This is fucked up, man. This is my whole world is falling in on me. Oh, that's me crying.
Followed immediately by the collapse of the Empire, represented an incalculable opportunity.
Mm.
And within 8 years of the Battle of Endor, Durga had driven Basendi to dominance over all of Nal Hutta's clans.
Christ.
And assumed the control of the reorganized Black Sun Syndicate.
At what point do you think you had to take off your fuchsia Battle of Endor ribbon? Like 2 years after? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want us to show you support for the Battle of Endor? Like,
it's two years, but then here's the deal. I think when you were going out to like any sort of like public gathering, like the Empire Academy Awards, you know, you're putting it back on. You know, television cameras are going to be there.
When you stop getting fucked at cantinas for wearing it, like, you're like, that's not really working anymore.
Yeah, we don't care about
now. By the way, speaking of Werner Herzog, I'm so excited for this Mandalorian show because he's going to play like a breakaway warlord with stormtroopers at his command.
Oh, really?
Like, it's gonna be so fucking good.
Wow. Oh, what's the ETA on that fucker?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what?
Whatever Disney Plus happens.
Here's the thing. I'm stopping getting my hopes up for streaming platform original
shows. You've been hurt, dude. You've
because
been hurt.
I was looking forward to Swamp Thing for fucking like 6 months, dude.
Yeah.
And fuck you, DC. Yeah. Fuck
but
you.
You're still gonna get a full season, right?
Yeah, they're still airing them, but it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so when you know that the show's canceled, it's like, what are we talking about?
I haven't even gone back. They canceled it that fucking weekend.
Yeah, it's
bullshit. So just be wary, dude. I know you're excited for The Mandalorian now.
If it's one season, I'll still
watch
it.
As soon as those fucking precious little numbers don't start adding up, they fucking cut its throat, dude. R.I.P. Swamp Thing.
Oh, shit, they killed Swamp Thing!
The extent of his criminal empire intoxicated Durga. He had achieved more than his parent, Aruk, and looked for inspiration to the legendary Hutt conqueror, Kosak.
Oh, of course.
Giddy with power, Durga vowed to eclipse Kosak's memory and become the greatest Hutt in history.
Yeah. But no, this is when he's sitting in the bathtub and the bubbles. He's watching the news. The world is yours. It's playing over his head.
Just a pile of spice on his desk.
Oh, yeah.
Mile high.
He's on fire.
Say hello to my little friend Solo.
Through Black Sun's spy net, he located...
He is really using this Black Sun, huh?
He located,
what a crutch.
He located... Bevel Lemslick, the chief engineer for the Empire's Death Star, which we now know is Galen Erso from Rogue One. So I like to think that this was just a galactic game of telephone. Like, oh, Galen Erso, and eventually becomes Bevel Lemslick.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Well, you go to a bar and, I built the Death Star. It's like, okay, cool.
Nab that man.
He's just trying to bring somebody home. Oh, shit, yeah, that whole, like, big laser ray, that was all my idea.
So then he arranged a diplomatic meeting with Chief of State Leia Organa Solo, where his pets lifted a copy of the battle station schematics that had once been carried inside R2-D2. Deep in the Hoth asteroid belt, Durga began building his dream, a cylinder-shaped Death Star.
That's stupid.
Codenamed Dark Saber.
What?
Yeah, it's like Bowie's Black Star.
This is ground control.
Oh, so it's like this hut knew that he was dying and wanted to construct one last thing before.
Well,
he wanted to
rule the galaxy, so he got the guy that built the fucking Death Star.
Dude, I was making a Bowie Black Star joke.
Oh, right. Because yeah, Bowie knew he was dying. Yeah.
Story of the hut.
Bowie's death is not a punchline to me. Orko Skymine provided the raw materials. Lemsick engineered the project, and
I could do that. Yeah. Why don't you guys make it like a big laser?
I don't know shit about shit.
I've been bullshitting these guys at the bar, and now it's getting into it.
He wants it to look like a saber?
Yeah, I could do that.
I guess so.
Sure, yeah. Call it. Why don't you get some like lower level engineers to do the dirty work, and I'll oversee.
Let me ask you something about this thing. What kind of handle do you think? What kind of handle on the saber do you want? Because that's gonna dictate your costume, Mister.
Also, how does it float like that?
As the super weapon took shape, Durga imagined using it to ransom planets and annihilate his enemies.
Good idea.
With Darksaber, he would be unstoppable. Bevel Lemsick tried in vain to impress upon his megalomaniacal. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Star Wars language.
You know, I know that word from that Incubus song, dude. Megalomaniac.
See, megalomaniac, I can do, but with the AL at the end. What
that's trouble.
That's fucking nuts.
Dude, was that on A Crow Left Foot of the Murder?
You know it was, my friend.
Yeah.
I saw that album live.
Oh, shit. Anniversary concert?
No, just when they performed
it. So he tried to impress on Durga that a Death Star can't be built cheap. Plagued with the inferior materials and shoddy workmanship, the Darksaber looked in Lemsick's eyes as if it would never fire a shot. But Durga refused to correct its flaws. Mm. A New Republic commando team tried to sabotage the Darksaber and failed. Durga personally executed their leader, General Crix Maydeen, who you may know in Return of the Jedi. Uh-huh. It's the blonde guy with the beard that comes out with Mon Mothma and does like,
Here's how
we blow up Death Star 2.
Yeah, okay. Shit, that guy got killed by a Hutt?
He got killed by a Hutt. And what's
bummer, dude.
Which is now not canon, so he might die a different way in the future canon. But I actually tweeted recently like how I can't wait to like age gracefully into my Crix Maydeen phase.
Sure.
Just like an older blonde guy with a beard, and then I fucking realized he was my age in Return of the Jedi.
No.
And it fucking destroyed me.
No, you get that sometimes. Like, wait, how old was that guy?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so he was the general of the whole New Republic by age 36.
I'm older than Michael Jordan when he won all six championships.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, now that's cool.
I'm an older man than he was then. And he was riding out ahead of me.
Also, it's weird though, because in other instances, like people just lived harder.
Oh, sure.
Right? So, like, greatest example.
And better.
Speaking of Ratzenberger, him, so his character on Cheers, Cliff Clavin, and Norm Peterson, George Wendt's character, at the start of that show, they're supposed to be in their mid to late 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I'm looking at you, Ratzenberger, specifically.
We're going to need like a Cheers glossary.
I wish I looked as good as John Ratzenberger did in his mid 30s. I'll tell you that much.
But yeah, it's fucking crazy, man. Aging and like the fact that I've accomplished next to nothing
sure,
on
totally.
This planet.
Yeah.
You know, but you need is a rat tail.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it'll help out if you get a rat tail
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dude. Fucking straighten you right out.
I just want the rat tail to sweep the nation. Listen, what do I need to pay for a member of the NSYNC to have a rat tail?
You know,
I got the money here, man.
I was writing this screenplay that eventually became Red Tails, but the first draft, it was called Rat Tails. Completely different movie.
But the sabotage was hardly necessary. The super weapon was practically falling apart at the welds.
Oh, bummer.
When the New Republic warf...
Oh, yeah, that'll work. Don't worry. No, you glue it. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's space glue. It's fine.
Oh, you didn't want this to be plaster?
Oh, here's a problem. Someone set this to shitty. This is shitty Alpha 5. Anyway, God, it's stupid. When a New Republic war fleet arrived, Durga foolishly chose to use the super laser to blast an escape corridor through the swarming asteroid. The main weapon sputtered and died. Two large chunks of rock swooped in to smash Darksaber into floating debris.
Idiot.
Following Durga's death... Borga Bassetti Diora.
Ernest Borgnine?
Ernest Borgnine, Dorga's cousin, took over the leadership of the Bassetti Hutt clan.
I mean, Ernest Borgnine was a Hutt at the end
there.
So.
I masturbate a lot. Your trick is jerking off every day.
He said that on a fucking like talk show.
Oh, really? Wait, what?
Someone was like, hey, Ernest Borgnine, like, what's like the secret to your longevity? And he like leaned in and he was just he goes like, I masturbate a lot.
Oh, man. Marty, don't do that.
Dude, it's what keeps him limber.
I, too, have a floating dais.
Silicious crumb.
Sorry.
Silicious cum.
Yeah.
Though she lost control of the Black Sun Syndicate, she did maintain Bassetti Hutt's clan's predominance over the other Hutt clans. During... the Yuuzhan Vong War, and I know Star Wars fans will rip me to shreds for getting that wrong, because that is—it's actually sort of what the Yuuzhan Vong are kind of what destroyed the entire Star Wars universe. It was like this encroaching species from the unknown regions that would eventually sweep through the Star Wars universe and basically destroy it, including killing Chewbacca by dropping a moon on his head.
What the fuck are
yeah,
we
yeah, so wow. it kind of got to that point where we needed that like New 52 type of reboot.
Yeah, yeah.
So what
Disney
did,
they
did it right, because they've also been bringing beloved stuff from the canon of the old canon back into the new canon, like Thrawn and apparently Durga. So
Durga's coming back?
Durga was mentioned in a new canon novel, so...
But I want him to come back in a big way.
Right.
So I think I just really quickly, I want to butt in because I found it. Ernest Borgnine.
I repeat, I found it.
Borgnine, I found him. He was on Fox News. The little... the lower third says, Tinseltown treasure Ernest Borgnine looks back on career.
On our couch today, we're going to talk to you in the After the Show, but real quickly, you're 91 years old. You look fantastic. You look like you're in your late 60s, early 70s. What's the secret?
I don't dare tell you.
No meat. You don't eat meat.
I masturbate a lot.
Isn't that great?
Dude, I'm going to live to as long as a Hutt, if that's the case.
Masturbate to ground control.
Oh, Ernie.
Steve lived to 341 years old.
So this new Hutt made like a truce with the invaders on behalf of all Hutts. Negotiations later proved to be disastrous for every planet in Hutt space because some people you just don't do business with.
Sure.
End of entry.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That has been Durga the Hutt. And I think I might have mentioned this at the top, but if I didn't, I want to cover my base that we're using this new essential guide because the Darksaber novel, while it came out in 1995, didn't come out in time for the creation of the Essential Guide to Characters.
Ah.
So that's why it's in the new Essential Guide to Characters. And I probably read that novel in 96, 97, whenever paperback hit. And I never touched it again. And I forgot all that precious information, so it's great to have it handy.
Oh, you're gonna use the Darksaber? Oh, cool. You should use the Darksaber. I got to get to a different planet real quick. When you fire that thing, it's going to blow your mind. Trust me, it's gonna do everything I said it's going to do, but I got to get out of here real quick. Chernobyl shit's going to happen.
I helped build Dark Sables in Ogdenville, North Haverbrook. It put those planets on the map.
Man, Ogdenville planet. I love it. So that has been the Gleep Glossary for the month of July. And in August, we're not going anywhere. We're going to do a big guy.
Ooh, I like a big guy.
Big guy. Yeah. Big guy. Guy that's been on camera.
Oh, shit.
Because Durga, we never saw in the films. So that has been Gleep Glossary for the month. And I thank you for listening to this garbage. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one way to close the show.
You're welcome.
Hooray.
So until August, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Gavin.
Eric Sisson.
Take it easy.